Hello and welcome to Movies on the Side. This is Stephen Robles.
And this is Nate Baranowski.
And this week, we're talking about the 2023 DC superhero movie, The Flash. And for our regular listeners, our bonus listeners already know this, but Nate and I are staring each other in the face because we're recording in a hotel room in Orlando. And so if you hear, I don't know what you'll hear.
I don't know
what's going to happen.
Who knows what will happen?
Recording in a hotel. Nate, this movie, you texted me something after watching this, and I feel similarly. This might have been the movie that pushed us over the edge to just not like superhero movies anymore. It was bad. This is a bad movie.
This is a different type of bad than Quantumania. I don't know exactly how to, maybe
quantify,
as we talk about it, how to Quantumania-fy the difference. But there was something about this movie, The Flash, that I watched it. I got 18 minutes in and I said, I think if I wasn't watching it for our podcast, I'm not sure I would keep going.
Right. So I watched this.
By the way, I watched it on Prime. I did not pay a dime for this movie, which is a victory.
I can't remember. I might have rented it, but I think I watched this when I went to Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think I watched it over there or something. Anyway, like in a hotel room. And I regretted it because it's not a good movie. This movie was problematic. I know Ezra Miller, there was like some problematic stuff about him, about the movie. So I don't want to get into that. But I'll just say this movie has Michael Keaton in it, like, which is like as Batman. Spoiler.
Which I did like for a little bit.
For a few seconds. I mean,
Then I got really sad about it, Stephen.
I really said, but not even Michael Keaton as Batman could save this movie. I will say I watched Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom recently because that's on Max.
Oh.
Not as bad as this.
Oh, really?
Not as bad as this. Still not great, but not as bad as this. I need to talk at least for 35 minutes about the CG of this movie. Not really 35
let's
minutes.
Let's start right there. Okay.
Because one of the opening scenes is
the babies.
The babies. Mm-hmm. There is a scene where the Flash is rescuing people from a building. Mm-hmm. And there are CG babies falling from this building that he is saving, like, in various ways.
I have a lot of questions.
I think we're just recounting what's in the movie. I think one ends up in a microwave as it's falling through the sky.
Yep. They all end up on a big stretcher lined up. One's in a microwave to keep from burning. They all fly out of this nursery wing of the hospital, flying through the air. They're about to get
destroyed. Yeah. He's saving these babies. But the CGs of these babies, it is Uncanny Valley does not describe.
No.
Which, you know, we say that term. I don't know if people don't know what that means. But the Uncanny Valley is like when you see something that is supposed to look like a human, but does not, and it gives you a very troubling feeling. This is like the most of that feeling you can have, that these babies were not humans.
It almost didn't even make it to the Uncanny Valley.
it
like,
stopped
short.
There
has to be a part of you that has to go like, is that a, wait, that's not a,
yeah.
This, which I have a question about all of the CG from the time bubbles where a bunch of CG characters go around. Now I've heard a VFX breakdown that about this movie.
Okay.
In some ways that it was super rushed and super problematic.
You could tell.
And all of it was bad. Another was defending it, saying it was never intended to be realistic. This is all because it's all like his mind and like his perspective that we're kind of seeing a more skewed thing. I wish that instead of doing whatever PlayStation 3 level graphics VFX, they instead even made it more not looking like it's trying to be realist. Like there is a kind of a fake Henry Cavill moment as he looks through, which, by the way, Henry Cavill did film a scene for this movie that got cut, I think, so after they realized that Henry Cavill was cut from the DC universe.
Sad. I'm still sad that he was in the post credits for Black Adam. He's not returning. But anyway. We're gonna talk about Man of Steel for
the babies. The babies.
I don't want to talk about the babies anymore.
I think it was helpful that they were Uncanny Valley to the max, because I think playing off the humor of babies falling out of a tower.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Not funny at all.
So it's like maybe they had to goofy him up a little bit, But like,
so weird.
That's what a strange decision to be like, to see infants in peril.
And
like,
at the beginning,
I'm not sure if that's cool.
That's how this movie opens.
Yep.
Which it's saying scenes are unbelievable for a superhero movie seems strange, but this seems even farther from like reality than Marvel or whatever. I will say, just to finish the CG, I watched a couple of the fight scenes earlier today because like it's been a couple months since I've seen this. So I was like, let me just refresh. And even the fight scenes, like at the end when Supergirl is there and Zod or whatever.
Yep.
So many of those moments, it's like I'm watching a video game level CG. Like,
there's not like weight to the bodies. It feels like a simulation of like,
which
like Fall Guys as the.
It's like Gumby. You ever watch Gumby? Gumby and the thing? Which also, we're talking about it, but the Aquaman Lost Kingdom movie, the final fight scene where Jason Momoa is like taking on a bad guy, also 100% CG. Because the way that this character is, they just rolled his eyes so loudly. The way that Jason Momoa is moving in the movie would be impossible for the real Jason Momoa to move like that. Like, right. It's just so ridiculous.
Well, we've talked about in the Marvels, and we talked about the lack of stakes, how you feel like that's part of the superhero like problem, is that I don't worry about most people like getting hurt as superheroes because it doesn't really have the gravitas to it. I would say that actually Michael Keaton as Batman was probably the best, like, oh, you're actually getting hurt, like, for real.
Yeah,
even when Barry Allen gets hurt, he's healing. He's sometimes not healing well.
I mean, he literally...
We gotta talk about him getting electrocuted later. But I think the VFX is just super, super rough.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it was showcased as much as it was for what it actually looked like. I would think, like, we need to cut, like...
Hide it.
Hide this. Add some rain and clouds.
Close-ups
of
people's faces or something. Or even like at night. Because even I think the battle scene's like broad daylight and it's pretty rough.
And so there is a CG part where we see Nicolas Cage.
Because
he was in like Superman movie that got some...
Because they're doing like a multiverse thing.
Is
at the
Nick
end of this
Cage
movie.
Cool with being having a CG him in this?
He had to sign off on it, I guess. I mean,
here's something that I find really skeezy. Christopher Reeves.
I was going to mention that, yeah.
Family was not contacted
about
him being CG Christopher Reeves being in this movie.
Okay, so to be clear, if you have not seen this movie, at the end, there is like this multiversal scene where we're seeing all these alternative realities, a la Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
With not a single real human.
It's all CG.
All CG.
And so we're seeing all these different, which ironically you would think we would see different Flashes, but we're seeing different Supermen.
Why didn't they get the Flash from the CW show?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
What about Grant? He would have been fine. Here?
Yeah. But we're seeing all these different Supermans. One of them, inexplicably, is Nicolas Cage, CG. And Christopher Reeve, the original Superman, is CG'd in this movie, appears in like one of these multiversal, like for a few seconds. It is one of the most appalling, not just visually, but I feel like just appalling card to play. Like, you brought Michael Keaton in. Okay, fine. He's actually in this movie.
Yeah.
But to like show Christopher Reeve, I don't know, that felt kind of skeezy.
It felt like they were bringing in, it was like a really, really desperate attempt to play on nostalgia.
Right, exactly.
In a way that felt so shoehorned into this movie. Like, well, it's not, we need more gravitas here. Why don't we just bring in like old actors? Like, apparently, who used to play Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot?
No, like back in the day. Wonder Woman.
I have no idea.
Like, I think she was filmed a part of like part of the scene, but then they cut that because maybe they're like, well, we can't put real people next to these CG characters when we bring them all.
Did Christopher Reeve's family like say anything?
I think their quote was something like, we were not aware of this.
We do not approve.
We have not seen the movie. We're not.
Speaking of shoehorning, too, the humor, like, this movie is supposed to be funny. Like,
when?
As in, it's a, like if The Flash, because one of our first movie reviews ever, if you remember, Nate, was The Justice League. That was like episode 2 or 3 or something.
Right.
And
Barry Allen had a few good lines in that one.
He did. And I think maybe the lack of lines helped the few lines work more. When not only one, but two Ezra Millers are making jokes and quips throughout a movie.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy them. Good. I didn't enjoy them. Like, they weren't funny to me.
No, no.
Their performance wasn't great. Their, like, actual, like, charisma wasn't there. I felt like, you know, like a Tom Holland in Spider-Man. You have a little oh, earnestness.
Did you know the word Riz comes from charisma?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, people.
We just talk about how old we were in our bonus episode.
Right. Listen to our bonus episode if you want to hear.
I didn't know Riz came from charisma.
Please, listeners,
please tell me that I'm not the only one.
Forgive him. So I just found in general that Barry Allen didn't care about his life as the Flash. We're supposed to like really invest in his relationship with his mom and this whole scene in the grocery store and the whole like paradox of trying to save his mom.
Tomato can. Yeah.
I felt like their action was like a little gross at times, like the like jamming of the food and the kind of the sweatiness.
Yeah,
it was
weird.
They were like, it was weird. Yeah, it just wasn't fun to watch. And they didn't have like charisma or
no.
And the younger Barry Allen was just like, I couldn't by it. Like, I couldn't.
No, can't abide. I will say the towards the end of the movie, when he does have the one scene with his mom and basically like says goodbye, I felt a little bit.
I didn't. And here's why.
Okay. All right.
I felt like Barry walked up to his mom.
Yeah.
With sunglasses on, with the price tag dangling down from it.
Right,
walked
exactly,
up
yeah.
in a hat and glasses and was like, she doesn't know him at all. And she's like, hey there. And he's just lurking next to her, troubled and shaky. And she's like, you want a hug? And it was so unbelievable.
Fair enough.
Mom to be like, hey there, adult strange man. Like,
she's just, her heart is so kind.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she's like, you know what? If you were my son, I would say that I'm proud of you. I was like, this is convenient.
I just want to take this moment to no longer talk about this movie for a second and talk about the Man of Steel, because... Because half of this movie...
Okay, but we have to go back because I have so many more
we'll go back
to
it.
Talk about this.
I just want to say this movie... steals a scene from Man of Steel, basically like Zod confronting the U.S. Army, whatever. I just want to say, I still stand by Man of Steel, that it was a good movie.
Okay.
I think that's a good movie. I don't know what James Gunn is going to do. There's a lot of Threads talk. You're on Threads, right? A
lot of Threads
talk. Do you see James Gunn talking about it?
Yeah, it's made me a little excited for this next Superman Legacy.
He's really
drumming
up.
I'm not giving my heart, obviously.
No, but I'm going to see it.
But
I want to see it.
I'm hopeful.
I might see it in the theaters. I also like how active James Gunn is on Threads only because someone will share a link to some like movie rag website. Some rumor about like, oh, James Gunn is going to do the costume from this style Superman. And someone will like post the link, tag James Gunn. And then James Gunn will reply like, that website's posting garbage. I never said any of that.
Right.
Like, I'm not doing it. And so I kind of just love that oeuvre of the James Gunn now DC universe. But anyway, I think, was Man of Steel the first of the DC universe movies? I think it was. I just want to say
2014 or 2015,
something like that.
Just think of all of the movies we got from that universe.
But it was not that movie's fault. I think that was a good movie. I think Henry Cavill was a good Superman. And I mean, I also get emotional watching some of those scenes from Man of Steel. It's a good movie.
All right, well if we're gonna talk about Man of Steel, I watched half of it on the plane.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, compared to this movie, a triumph.
I mean, low bar.
But here is something that I cannot abide.
Okay.
His dad, Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He goes back into a tornado to save the dog.
I know. That was unfortunate.
And I know that dogs are important parts of people's family. I also know.
But not as important.
But not as important as...
the
dads.
Father figure. I would hope that's true, yes.
And there was, I forgot that he went back for that dog.
Yeah.
I do think someone yelled, I think the mom, Diane Lane, yelled something like, Fido, or whatever the dog's name was.
Rover.
That dog then got freed and just ran on right on back. Fine.
Right.
I wish the sacrifice wasn't ultimately about getting the dog out of the car.
He did help
someone else, like, I think, out of a car on the way. I would have liked it to be like he went back to rescue a kid.
Okay.
A human.
But whatever the impetus.
Him putting up his hand.
When Jonathan Kent puts up his hand to tell Henry Cavill to not rescue him. Come on. That's an emotional moment.
That is very, very good. Yeah. Are we to believe that Jonathan Kent was right in Superman not saving him?
I think it would have been fine.
I think that's not something you should ask your teenage son to do for you, because
it's traumatic. It's traumatic.
You are traumatizing your child by saying, listen, I know you could save me.
That's a tough spot.
Couldn't you just be like, yes, come save me, and then our family will zip out of town and we'll go live in Melbourne.
I feel like he would have been fast enough. He could have saved him and then like ran away far away so no one saw.
Right.
I do feel like it was a little ridiculous. But Kevin Costner still did it in that moment. And I believed Henry Cavill as like, I believed him. Like in that like emotional moment.
Yeah. And I believed that Michael Shannon as General Zod wanted to be in that movie, Man of Steel.
Right, right. Right.
We return to the Flash.
He did not want to be.
Michael Shannon's comments on it were something like, you know, because he was in there, he showed up for 8 minutes to do something. Apparently he didn't want to do it.
Oh.
But because he didn't, like, because Zack Snyder wasn't involved anymore. And apparently Zack Snyder gave the blessing of like, yes, do this thing. Yep. Collect your paycheck, Michael Shannon. I feel like Michael Shannon did not want to be in The Flash.
He didn't want to be in The Flash, no.
I don't know how they got George Clooney to be in The Flash, even for 5 seconds.
Yeah, he was only there. I mean, I don't know how they got Michael Keaton to do it. He was doing fine, I thought.
I think Michael Keaton really wanted to be Batman. I really wish that they would not have wasted Michael Keaton as Batman in this particular movie. No. I love the idea of long-haired, bearded Michael Keaton
in some
multiverse.
Right, right.
And like, if they could have just held off, and maybe if James Gunn does good things, he could have come back in some other thing. But I love the idea of bringing back an old actor. Like, that's good use of nostalgia if it's going to be.
Did you know that we are the same age as Michael Keaton and you just called him an old actor? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's a term. Can you imagine a Christopher Nolan directed multiverse Batman that had Christian Bale, Michael Keaton? I don't know if there's any other ones. Oh, and then the new guy.
Ben
Affleck. No. I mean, he would have been.
Robert Pattinson.
Like the three of those Batmen together. Like, that would be epic. But like you're saying, Michael Keaton was.
I think we all need to get away from the multiverse. Can we all admit
I think the multiverse
is ready to take a break?
Yeah. My name is Steven Robles, and I'm ready to give up the multiverse.
I think the multiverse, what we thought it would do.
Did not
do that, because it takes away all stakes, and why should one fight for their universe any more than anyone else?
I know we're supposed to talk about The Flash, but would you...
Jeremy Irons didn't want to be in this movie. Ben Affleck was in this movie a little bit.
Would you allow multiverse... What would you think about Robert Downey Jr. coming back in a Marvel movie, even if just for a few scenes through a multiversal... hair. I mean, would that be worth it? I would like to see him as Iron Man one more time. I'm just saying.
I would, but I also feel like
I'd be so scared because if it's bad, it'd be a bad.
You shouldn't.
I think you're right. You're right.
You should. They need to keep moving forward with all of it.
Also, Henry Cavill, he might be the new big bad in the Marvel universe.
More Henry Cavill is fine with me.
I'll take all the Henry Cavill.
Yep.
I want to see Argyle, that movie with Henry Cavill.
I really like Sasha Kaye as Supergirl.
And then The Flash.
In The Flash.
She did all right. Yeah, I like that.
When she wasn't a digital body double.
Exactly. Which was often.
Like, yeah. There was a few times where she was like, she went to the rooftop. She kind of like levitated like she looked like regal and majestic and otherworldly, which is an important part of Superman to have this like,
right.
They're
I'm an
not
alien.
One of you.
Right. It's an alien. Yeah, I agree.
Then she showed up to Zod and was like, oh, turns out you're a jerk too. I guess I will fight. But she, in this, was the last thing I want to talk about in the Flash movie. Then I won't make you talk about
it. No. We talk about it as much as you want.
He wants to give his same powers to his younger self.
Right.
He then says, makes the whole setup again. The whole tooth falling out, that was gross as well. Speaking of gross things.
Body horror.
Eventually, he lost his power in that transfer.
Right, exactly.
So he sets up in the Batcave, which, by the way, the Batmobile and the old Batcave, kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
It's cheap points.
It's it's the cheapest. It's the cheapest. All of this is so cheap. You pull off the Batmobile. You know, it was cool until young Barry was like, whoa, it's the Batmobile. Like, I do right, not don't need say a proxy.
Anything. Don't say anything. Right. Just play the Batman theme, barely audible.
And Danny Elfman in the background just doing a little bit. Just
let us see the mobile. We don't need to hear any dialogue.
Yes. He then attempts to strap himself in and shock himself with light. Michael Keaton, Bruce Wayne, makes a bat kite. Benjamin Franklin style.
With a key.
With a key. And it was like, all right, we're going to do it. He throws the switch. The lightning comes down and like sizzles Barry Allen.
He gets cooked.
He gets cooked. And so, and he is there looking rough.
Yep.
And he's like, again. And this is my question to you. Was the problem that he didn't get enough lightning that time? I thought it was the lightning plus chemical.
Yeah, there was some, because it was in the factory. There was chemicals that washed
over. But when he's in the Batcave and he gets struck fully by lightning and it didn't work, and he was like, run it back. First off, Bruce, you're going to have a dead kid on your hands if you let him go. But he was like, oh, sure, we'll do one more time. Was the problem he didn't have enough juice? What was that?
I mean, I guess, if it doesn't work, you do it again.
Do it again.
You just do it again.
So then Supergirl comes in,
picks
up his sizzly body.
Crispy.
Carries him up into the sky.
That's right.
I believe says a line that I don't remember, but it's something like, it's, you're okay now. And then he gets absolutely wrecked again. I thought she was saving him from the lightning. Like, I thought she was gonna like heal him.
Right now,
she just takes him up Icarus
style, right up to the sun,
and just zaps him. And she brings him down. And this I thought it was dark comedy for a moment because I truly chuckled out loud of going, why did she get him struck by lightning again?
But isn't that when it worked?
Well, yeah, then his crispy Anakin self started to regenerate. Because if at first you don't become the Flash,
it's shock yourself again. I want to do the Anakin line. Do one of the memes where you like burn a marshmallow and it's like, you were the chosen one. Anyway.
Only the Sith deals in absolutes.
That was a little more body horror. Yeah, I didn't like that either.
The Republic! Anakin!
Are we going to get thrown out of this hotel? No.
Maybe. No, we're on the 10th floor. No, we're on the 10th floor.
That's right. Nick, it's a 10th floor. Yeah. Anyway, I don't care to see this again.
But where are you on superhero movies right now? State of the Union, 2024, Stephen Robles. How are you feeling?
You know, it's funny. I rarely use the Apple Vision Pro that I got, but when I do, the one good thing to do in it is like watch something.
You just watch Endgame over and over again.
I did watch the Endgame scene in 3D and that was cool. But now it's like, if you open the Disney Plus app, it's only for Star Wars or Marvel. It's like, I think I might be a little.
Oh, you're not opening it up to watch Bluey?
I mean,
can't relate.
I mean, maybe the kids, but, or a documentary. I'd be all about that. Mm-hmm. But I don't find myself wanting to see either to re-see Marvel movies or watch a new one. And I rewatched the first Dune after seeing the second one because I wanted to try, and that was good. But yeah, I feel like I'm a little. We need to get back to basics, Nate. We need to get back to the core of telling. I don't like myself for saying this. Telling stories.
Oh boy.
Like actual stories. Like if you think about, I think Man of Steel. Told good, like that was a good story.
We are so stereotypical podcasters.
I hate this right now.
We kind of became podcast bros for a second. Hold on a second.
I'm so
shake
sorry.
It off. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Yeah. Cheesecake talking. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway,
tell
I think
about telling stories.
I hate that I even said that. No, I don't.
You're
I don't.
Kind of right.
Well, it's just that the Flash did not. There was a plot. It was just not a good plot. Nor the only. Any good?
It was a collection of scenes.
How do you say story without saying story? Like, I don't know how you say it, but isn't the purpose of seeing a movie is to like feel something or enjoy watching something? Like, if it is like Fast and the Fury, the point of those movies is just to see action. Like, you don't go to those movies for an emotional connection, and that's what it is, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. Christopher Nolan says he likes those movies for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you understand what you're in for. The same with like Hobbs and Shaw. Like, or like, whatever, like, Like, that's the movie's purpose.
Right.
And
they don't put a touching scene, or maybe they do.
Or it's like family.
It's an obligatory, like, whatever. But you don't really feel it. And I think the best Marvel movies did both. Like, you would feel something. And the action was also, like, a good payoff. It was enjoyable to watch. I also feel like a lot of those older Marvel movies that were really good saved the best for last. Like, I don't know where I saw it, but I feel like when it comes to, like, visual effects budget, if you're doing it right, you should be spending 2/3 of the budget in the last third of the movie rather than, like, trying to spread out. And, like, I feel like these newer or more recent superhero movies are trying to do so much, like, action from the beginning and throughout that it's cheapening it throughout. And also, there's not a good story behind it, and so you don't really feel anything, nor do you enjoy watching, like, the PS3 level graphics of a fight scene. And it's like, we need to do something different, and maybe James Gunn will do that. I think, you know, we'll
yeah,
see.
It is. It feels like if they're trying to give us what we want, the we is not you and I. Like, it feels like if it's fan service, then it's not. We're not the fans that it's servicing.
I don't know if it's serving a lot of fans either. I mean, I don't think, The Flash was not critically or audience acclaimed. Or didn't you say the audience score was, like, ridiculous for this movie?
It was like 83%.
That's insane. That's spam. That's some kind of spam.
Okay, so coming up, superhero movies that are coming up.
Yes, please.
There is a cartoon Justice League, which kind of down for going into animation, maybe.
The animated X-Men series on Disney Plus. I would be down for that.
Yep. Deadpool and Wolverine.
That one looks pretty fun.
Kraven the Hunter.
I don't know what that is.
The Sony Spider-Man universe. Like the
Dakota Johnson was like, I'm never doing a movie like that again.
Madam Web. Right.
Did you see Kirsten Dunst's comment about superhero movies?
I do it for the money.
Someone asked Kirsten Dunst, who was Mary Jane in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, would you do another superhero movie? And she was basically like, yeah, I have two kids and I support my mom. Right. They make a lot of money.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Which I kind of love that answer.
There's another Joker movie, another of those Todd Phillips Joker where it's just...
It's too heavy. That's too heavy for me. I can't do that.
Venom 3. Who's wanting more Venom movies?
Again, did you see the second one?
They're not making superhero movies for us.
Did you see the second one with Woody Harrelson as Carnage?
No.
It was not good. It was not good.
Yeah.
And then what Marvel movies? Isn't there a Marvel... Like, there's a...
Madam Web.
Well, that's the Sony Marvel.
You're right. So, Beyond the Spider-Verse, I'd be looking forward to that.
I
but that's
see
not
that.
Marvel either. That's Sony.
No, that is Marvel. Well, but it's Marvel adjacent. I'd be down for that. What are the Marvel movies coming soon?
Thundercats.
No, not
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts. There's the Avengers. Well, they changed the name of it. Oh, the Fantastic Four. That was the one that was announced. Pedro Pascal.
I'd watch the Fantastic.
I'll watch the Fantastic Four with Pedro Pascal and. The girl from the Mission Impossible movies is doing...
Would you watch a Blade movie? You like Blade.
How did you know I like Blade?
I know.
We've never talked
about
Blade.
I'm sure we have.
Do you like Blade?
No.
Have you ever seen the Blades?
No.
So you don't even know.
Well, because I don't like them yet. I haven't seen them.
But you never saw the Wesley Snipes one?
I've seen Wesley Snipes one, no.
You're
in, aren't you?
I liked him. I liked him back in the day. The Blade 3 has Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel as like... partners for Blade. It's a lot of vampire stuff. I like the Blade stuff.
I would do
Blade stuff. I probably would not watch it in the movies though, because I might have to, you know,
too
might
scary.
Get a little graphic. Yeah,
a little
too scary. I don't want to be too scary. I don't want to be too scary.
Maybe not in your Vision Pro either. You gotta be able to like
no I don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I will never probably watch a scary movie in that. I don't watch scary movies anymore. Should we rate The Flash?
Yeah.
Like on a scale. Oh wait. Scale of 1 to 5, 0 to 5. Tomato sauce can. The can that he moves to the top shelf so his dad can be acquitted from murder.
I give The Flash 1. I gave the Marvels 2.
Yeah, right. As did I.
I think I would rather watch The Marvels again than this movie again.
100%. Yep.
And I think that's puts it beneath 2.
Puts it beneath 2.
I actually kind of liked Ben Affleck in this movie for the little part that he was in. He was basically like, no, I'm not going to hang out with you, Barry Allen.
Right.
I was like, yeah, can we follow you home, Bruce Wayne?
Can we go home with you?
Can you
man?
And can I go
can
home
you
with
over?
You and Jeremy Irons, please?
Can you take over here? Yeah, yeah. He had a cool car, right? It was like a real futuristic kind of looking car.
I think so.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yes.
1. Yeah.
I didn't. There's almost nothing I enjoyed about this movie.
Correct. Yeah. Obstinate Michael Keaton was fun at first. Just him being like ornery old Batman.
Making spaghetti.
Making the spaghetti.
Gross spaghetti. And then it was eaten by young Barry. Another gross thing.
It's basically body horror.
Body horror.
That is basically body horror.
Correct.
Him eating that spaghetti. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 0.5. I'm going to go even lower.
Whoa.
0.5. I have no desire to see this again. I would not wish this on anyone. I think that was the last. Well, no, I guess the Aquaman Lost Kingdom is the final.
But we don't have to watch that for my right? Can't you just give us your review and then I just trust you?
Yeah, I read
Aquaman. I need to see Jason Momoa as
Mimosa,
Aquaman?
Jason Mimosa.
Jason Mimosa.
He's only on Sundays. I would give Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom a 2 out of 5. It was better than this. Okay. About on par with the Marvels. Maybe a little less, but it's about a 2.
Is Willem Dafoe in that one? Or did he
He died in the first one. No.
Oh, bummer.
And Aquaman's like wife or whatever, I think someone did the math. She has like 3 minutes of screen time. Yeah, it's weird. Aquaman has a baby in the second one, in case you were wondering. He has a baby with the... Anyway.
No, I was just actually thinking back to The Flash and seeing if it passed the...
The Bechdel test? The
Bechdel test. And I'm thinking... There is a Supergirl who doesn't talk to another woman.
Nope. And then there's the lawyer friend, but we never see her talk to anybody, but...
Her scenes were just with...
Random roommates.
With Barry.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't her... Were those the roommates? Was she in that circle of friends or whatever?
Oh, no. I don't think she was.
No, so it wasn't even that, yeah. And in case you're wondering, the Bechdel test is there a woman in the movie that ever talks to another woman and is not...
Not about the man.
And is not in a romantic relationship with the man.
And I don't think it's even... I don't think that even matters. They're not talking about the man in the... Like, it wasn't just a plot device to speak of the man.
Which I guess you could say, like, Wonder Woman is a clear, like, I think that does pass the Bechdel test because there's women talking about things in the movie that don't involve a man. Although, maybe the bad guy's a man, so maybe that fails too. I don't know. Anyway, if you saw The Flash, we apologize, and you should let us know what you thought on our Instagram at Movies on the Side when it goes up. You should subscribe to the bonus episodes because there's lots of great content. Nate and I talk about getting old, which is very exciting. And Nate has some serious thoughts about The Parent Trap, the Lindsay Lohan movie. And so that's, you can subscribe in Apple Podcast or at patreon.com/@moviesontheside. And as we always say,
the Bechdel test has three tests.
Criteria.
It has to have at least 2 named women in it. 2, they have to talk to each other. And 3, about something besides a man. So out of the, you get to pass 1, 2, or 3. This movie, The Flash, passed only 1 of the 3 tests because it does have at least 2 named women in it.
Right.
There is the mom, Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and the girlfriend. Neither of these characters interact or talk about anything other than the main character, Barry.
So that was the end.
Outro.
Right? Was that the outro? That was the outro. Yeah, that was good.